I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. If you've watched Orange is the New Black on Netflix, you've seen actress Diane Guerrero. She plays Maritza, a scrappy Latina inmate. Prison life is tough for Guerrero's on-screen character in an institution where ethnicity and race set inmates against one another. But real life has dealt Guerrero some serious problems, too. Guerrero is the daughter of Colombian immigrants. And this week, she went public with a story of how her parents were deported from the U.S. when she was just 14 years old. She described to me what it was like to come home from school and find them gone.
I walked into an empty home. You know, I smelled the food. Dinner was close to being ready. The lights were on, and it appeared like they were there, but they weren't. And then, of course, the neighbors came and they informed me that they were detained by immigration and that they were taken away.
What reason did you learn why they were deported and your whole family torn apart?
During this whole process, they were constantly trying to alleviate their situation, meaning get documented, you know, get legal status. Mm-hmm. And so that was a topic of conversation almost every day. They were constantly trying, and in a system that I believe is outdated and broken, that's what they had to work with.
I mean, it's got to be such a traumatic moment for a young person to come home and find your whole family gone. I mean, what details do you still remember from that day, and where did you go next, and what did you do, and who took care of you?
Immediately, I just called my friend's parents because we were all very close. We had a very close Colombian community in Boston. I called them immediately. They came over, and we just waited for my parents to call from the detention center. It was a difficult night, and it was a difficult week to go through that by yourself.
I mean, I was living here in Boston in 2000. To think about this story happening just on the other side of town, it's eerie.
Yeah, it was really scary. I didn't know what was going to happen to me. I didn't know if social services were going to come or if they were going to. I was 14. I knew I was a citizen, but throughout all that, I go, well, are they going to take me too? You know, there was a lot of fear around that. Eventually, my parents made the decision, and mostly because of me and my pleading that I be able to continue my studies at the Boston Arts Academy and continue living in the U.S. so I could finish my education.
So barely a teenager, what was the most difficult part of this whole ordeal for you, kind of trying to survive without parents in the U.S.?
The common ones, you know, which are, well, how am I going to be able to survive? Where am I going to get the money to live? Some of my worries were, how was I going to help my parents? Because they, at this point, relied a lot on me. And then, of course, growing up without them and not having that support, that stability, or that base that you need as a kid, I had to, you know, make decisions on my own. And that was really tough.
What was the toughest decision you had to make on your own?
I wanted to continue in the arts, but then everything pointed to me having to do something more practical because I didn't have a family to support me financially. I wish I would have gone to maybe a conservatory or, you know, something like that, like a theater school. And I didn't. So I was making those decisions on my own all the time. And so that was difficult.
Your parents tried to get legal status. And people
Yes.
here in the U.S. often say, well, undocumented immigrants should get in the back of the line. Was that even mm-hmm. a possibility for your parents?
No. What people don't understand is that there is no line to get behind. You know, this system is outdated. It's broken. Some people may say, oh, it's easy. It's my parents came here legally. My ancestors came here legally, and they did it the right way. Well, they probably had resources. They probably had money. They had financial stability. When you come from a situation that is not so stable, it's so much more difficult to achieve legal status. My parents used the only system that was available to them, and that brought them to where they are now. And that system is outdated. And that's why we're pushing Congress and we're pushing for the president to make changes and to...
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what do you make of this announcement from President Obama to push through a plan to grant legal status in the U.S. for up to 5 million undocumented people?
I think it's fantastic. And I think it's more about administrative relief. What we're pushing for is to stop deportations, to stop separating families like mine.
Diane, we're in this moment where more immigrants in the U.S. are coming out, being public with stories like yours, as you've done. Uh-huh. Have there been times, parts of your life, where you did not feel you could be public about your parents' situation? Kind of why now?
I think that for a very long time, I was scared I didn't, to be honest, didn't want to face the issue. I had a lot of stuff going on. And every time I would visit this issue, I would shut down, you know, so emotionally. It was very hard for me to deal with it. And I think that now I'm in a position in my life where I've made some improvements in my life that have allowed me to be more confident and made me feel more valuable. So now it's made me come forth. And not only that, but I also see other people's power too. I've seen the immigrant community and the Latino community push Congress, push the president for change. And I want to be a part of that. And I connect and I identify with all those stories and experiences like mine that I wanted to share my story and my face and my voice to what's happening across our country.
Are your parents and older brother still in Colombia?
Yes, they are.
I would guess they're pretty proud of your achievements at this point.
They are very proud of me. They love me very much, and they're so happy that I'm finally dealing with this too, because it's helping me process, and it's made me like less angry and less anxious, believe it or not, when you deal with these issues head on. And it makes me feel good to maybe bring some light to other families that are going through the same thing and people who feel helpless. And I want them to know that they're not helpless and that they can fight and they can voice what they want to see from their country.
And yet, knowing that pride is thousands of miles away, do you feel you're getting the full benefit of that pride?
From my parents?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I really wish they were here. I wish that they were here to see me grow and achieve everything that I have. I just want them to like walk down the street with me. I don't know. I want to go home and have a dinner with them. So no, I don't think I'm experiencing the full effect, but that's why I'm working so hard to bring families together and have them eventually, hopefully, share my life here, because my life is here and I hope to make a family of my own, and I want my family to be a part of that.
Diane Guerrero plays the character Maritza on Orange is the New Black on Netflix. Thank you. Great to meet you.
So good to meet you. Thank you very much.